Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Steve-O.
Oh, is it already that time once again?
Dude, it is that time. It is the time. The time is now.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. It's Sunday night, 7 p.m., which means it's time to get your butt kicked.
I really, really had to force that laugh.
With some awesomeness. Yeah, no, it's good.
It's
good.
Okay.
It is the return from Thanksgiving break. I hope you had a good one. Now it's time to get serious, yo.
Yeah, if you got questions, please don't send them in tonight. Please don't call us.
What?
Just hold on to them till next week, because I don't really want to use my brain tonight.
Do you have a holiday hangover?
I have tryptophan coursing through my veins.
Yeah.
That was like a rap rhyme.
It was almost a rap rhyme.
Do you think our gospel preacher friend would be stoked on that? Rap preacher? Tryptophan in my veins.
Isn't it tryptophan?
I like weather veins and window panes. And
you are a panes. You are a panes in my ears right now.
But I don't like urine stains
on
my sheets.
Man. Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. I'm your host, Steve-O. With me, as always, the delightful, the delicious,
ooh,
Nate
delicious.
Heitzig. Pastor Nate Heitzig. How's it going?
Seductive.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, baby. Thanksgiving was good to me.
Did you have to go to like nine places? Or Janae's
one
family
place.
Lives like far away,
yeah.
So you only have to go to one place.
That would have been fun if we were in California. But we actually just had a very chill night. We ate turkey at my parents' house. I bought a new TV.
Oh, did you go
Black
out
Friday.
For Black Friday?
No, I almost went out at 12 o'clock at night.
Man.
I almost was one of the line standers. Hey, if anyone listening is a line stander for Black Friday, please call me because I want to get into your brain and find out what makes you work.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Because I can't understand the necessity for doing that. I was thinking, I was actually watching the news. I was like, I can't believe people do that. And I thought, I was like, I wonder if people do that just to get on the news, that they know, hey, if I stand at the Apple store for 24 hours, someone's going to put me on the news and
for
I'm going to be famous.
3 seconds?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
No.
I don't. Okay, and I actually got a picture. They do it in Montana, too.
Really?
Montana sucks in the wintertime outside. It sucks. Dude, no one wants to stand in 12-degree freaking weather.
Right.
Like, and I saw these guys, and they have, like, gloves on and those little hats with the flaps, and they're grilling wieners on the grill, and they have their tents, and they just look so depressed. And I thought, is that really worth saving a couple $100s?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Depends how much you get paid. If you get paid minimum wage, then, yeah, I guess 24 hours of your time isn't worth that much.
Yeah,
but
sure.
If you get paid, like, a decent amount of money, why do you want to stand for 24 hours? That's a big waste of time.
I agree. I've only done it once. I actually
did. You
did
it?
I did
what,
once.
For what? What was the item that you had to have that you waited for that long?
It was a digital camera for my wife. For Christmas, obviously, and I can't remember. I saved like $300 on this digital camera. I was in line at Best Buy for hours. And then, just to get the ticket, which I got, I could get the digital camera, which I got, and then I had to stand in another Disneyland-like line throughout the entire store just to check out.
Does your wife love you more because of that camera?
No, because
it was
obsolete after like 3 months.
Yeah. Okay, so now this isn't to make you mad. I didn't stand in the 24-hour line.
Uh-huh.
I went to Sears at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and saved $700 on a TV.
I don't like you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's how I roll.
What are you doing with your old TV?
Putting it in my bedroom and then taking the one from my bedroom, and I don't know what I'm doing with that.
Okay. Because I need a new TV.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Mm.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live. You're in the air.
So I think I have a way to capitalize on all these people that go out and do the crazy Black Friday shopping.
Buy a hot dog cart.
No.
Oh.
Throw water balloons at them.
Be a line stander for someone else.
Ah.
Charge them to stand in line for them.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing is?
Yeah.
That was done for the new iPhone, remember?
Not the new iPhone, it was the old iPhone.
It was the first iPhone. The very first iPhone when it was like the iPhone.
You did that, didn't you? Do
I was in line partially.
Who were you in line for?
I don't want to say who your dad, but yeah. But, yeah, that was a fun time.
Didn't you also do that for Krispy Kreme one time?
I can't remember.
Or was that
ridiculous.
Joey? Someone did that for Krispy Kreme. Joey did that. Krispy Kreme first opened
up. Yeah, Joey
did. And got a card for free Krispy Kreme for life.
I didn't care that, but I'm not a Krispy Kreme fan.
But dude, thank you for the call, by the way. Have you ever Black Friday'd it up?
No, actually my wife did this Thanksgiving. She went out at 7:30 at night to go save $100 on an Xbox.
Wow.
Wow. You gotta think about this. You know, you're right. If you sit there for 12 hours, even if you made $8 an hour, you know, it'd save you so much more to just spend that extra.
Well, this is the utterly retarded part. A lot of stores have the same deals in the stores online.
Like Cyber Monday.
So you can
Cyber
literally,
Monday.
No, not even Cyber Monday. I actually saw Walmart more than 3/4 of the stuff that was actually in their catalog that you could go to the store and get, they also had that you could buy it online.
Yeah, but
so
a $360 for like $100 bucks? That's crazy.
No. She said she saved $100. No, it was $100.
So that means it was what, $200?
I don't care.
That's pretty awesome.
It was like $199 that she
that's,
made.
Okay. That's pretty amazing. But thanks for the call, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. We love you.
Yes.
I'm just telling a story. So, hey, but you can get those same things online at 12 o'clock at night in your slippers with your hot chocolate and your peppermint bark and your turkey. You can do it at 12 o'clock at night.
I was one of those people.
Yeah.
I got a couple Blu-rays for $10 each.
And if
instead
you're,
of like 30.
And if you're really smart, what you do, and this is what I did because I'm really smart.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went, I researched the TV that I wanted, and I searched every single store in Albuquerque that sold that TV.
How many hertz is it?
600.
Shut up.
No.
You're serious?
Yes.
Not 60?
No, 600.
What is it? Is it an LED?
It's a plasma.
Oh.
It's a 3D 51-inch.
You got a 3D TV?
1080p.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. It makes me so happy.
What did you have in your room? What was your old TV?
I had a 42-inch in my living room, and that one's going to my bedroom. In my bedroom, I have a 32-inch.
That's what I want for my bedroom.
What?
A 32-inch LCD.
32-inch.
Is it an LCD?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Dude, you should Craigslist it, and I'll buy it.
Hey, how about this? Instead of Craigslisting it, I'll sell it to you for $50.
Shut up. I'll take it.
Is that a deal?
Yeah.
All right, $50. It's yours.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I love you.
I have a wall mount and everything with it.
Love you.
All right.
So does my wife.
There we go.
All right.
So anyways, I researched everywhere in town that sold this TV, and then what I did is you can go to, when you're checking out, if you're going to buy it online, you can say check out, and they can say ship or pick up in store.
Yep.
So you can go to pick up in store and see how many of that TV they have in stock at each store. So I checked Walmart, none in stock at that store. I checked Sam's Club, none in stock at that store. I checked, this was 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, I checked Sears, 3 left in stock. So check it out. I drive down to Sears and I go inside. And before I go inside, I call the guy online and I call Sears to say, hey, I want to make sure you have these TVs.
Right.
When you call Sears, by the way, you don't get to talk to the people. You talk to a national call center that sees what they have in stock. So they say, yeah, we have 2 in stock. You want to purchase it right now over the phone? And I say,
shut up.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I say, well, actually I just pulled in, so I'll just go inside. I'll just go inside and get it. So I walked inside and I talked to the guy and I say, hey, you know, I want to get this television. And he says, well, we don't have that television in stock. And I say, no, you do have it in stock. I checked online. It says you have 2 in stock. He's like, no. Our system's messed up. I said, well, I didn't just check in line. I actually called the place.
Yeah.
I called the place and I actually talked to this guy, and he said, you have 3 left in stock. And he's like, well, no, we don't have that left in stock. And I said, yes, you do. I call the place. I can buy it. I can actually buy it with this guy on the phone and then pick it up in your store in like 5 minutes. And he's like, well, that doesn't work. So I said, hold on 1 second. And I called the place in front of him, and I talked to the lady. I was like, and then I hung up. I said, yeah, I just bought that TV, and it's ready for me to get picked up. And I went over. Now, it was kind of a bummer because I picked it up, and it was broken.
No!
Yeah, it was broken. So I had to actually bring it back. I had to load it all up in
the
box. You
know the guy kicked it, right?
No.
He kicked it on purpose.
But I got a better one. So it turned out, so I only spent like $500 for this one.
You're making me ill.
So I spent $500 for this one, that I got. And then I ended up going back into, I went back into Sears and I got a better one because this one was broken. They didn't have any more of this one in stock at that point. So I got an upgraded one. The one that I bought was a Samsung. I got a Panasonic that is the best rated plasma. And I got that one that was $699 for no additional charge.
Wow.
So it was just awesome. I had the best. Everyone has horrible Black Friday experiences. I had the best. I didn't wait any lines. It was just I paid minimal amount of money for a fantastic TV. It was fantastic.
Janae, if you're listening, you need to have the Jeters over for dinner, and we're going to hang out, and I just want to watch 3D movies with your husband. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, I don't have a 3D Blu-ray player yet, or the glasses.
See, I have a PS3 that's got the 3D capability already, so I'll just bring it over.
That's expensive. I didn't want to buy that stuff.
Yeah, I'll bring it over.
So yeah, it was a good experience.
So if you
I've enjoyed it.
If you would like to get your questions in, you're listening to Shock Therapy Live, although tonight it's Shock Therapy Miles.
Or if you want to outbid Steve-O on my 32-inch LCD, you can call in and do that as well.
No, let your and your no be no. You said.
Hey, I'll sign the screen if people want me to sign the screen.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to get a question in and break up this holiday cheer, because we're just kind of hanging out talking about the holiday. We should have done this on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so people would have had a better understanding of Black Friday. Because I did the same thing. I jumped online. I won't say where, but you get buys, and they're the best. And I went to their website, and I seriously got all the DVDs I wanted for $10 each. I didn't have to wait in line. They're shipping them to me.
I got tempted. Yeah. I went into Walmart because I had to get an internet cord, and they had all these Blu-rays for $8. And I was looking at all these Blu-rays. I was like, oh man. And I saw myself put them in the cart, and I had like 10 DVDs, and I was like, wait a second, this is exactly what they want you to do, because then you spend $80.
Yep.
And I was like, this is trickery, and I put them all back.
Good for you. I still bought them. I bought two of them.
Two?
That's not
bad. I spent
$15, and I got the X-Men First Class, and I got the Crow, the original on
Blu-ray. The Crow.
Yeah, both of them. $15 total.
I am the Crow.
Including shipping and everything. Your hair's getting long. You kind of have that ponytail thing going on.
No, I put it in a ponytail.
Yeah. So, hey, we got a real question.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask? You want to answer a real question?
Yeah,
or should we just keep talking about Black Friday?
I'd like to talk about Black Friday.
Okay.
But...
Well, Dalton says, how do you help a friend
what a great name.
That has claimed to be a Christian but is starting to go down the wrong path? They still try to represent that they are a Christian, but with the way they speak, they say the things they say definitely do not represent what God is and what a Christian means. Cussing, talking openly about sex. I have to question that in a second, but they're showing others the wrong image of what being a Christian really means. So how do you help a friend? How do you talk to him? Doesn't the Book of Matthew just say you go to him? You go to him and you talk to him and you go, dude, stop being a jerk face.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, and this is where I told Steve before. I said it's a tough question. It's easy in what you need to do, but it's hard in the way you have to do it.
Right.
Because we never want to come off
arrogant.
You know, arrogant, or at the same time,
self-righteous.
What I would say is taking the speck out of someone else's eye when we have a plank in our own eye. So once again, I don't know your life or where you're at in your life, but I would say that if your walk with God is strong, if you're walking with the Lord and you have a real relationship with Him, then you do exactly what Steve-O said. You go to a brother and you talk to him face to face. You say, hey, you know, I know that you openly call yourself a Christian, but I know that openly your words and your actions don't show that. And I would ask, you know, how your walk is with the Lord and what's going on and how I can help you and talk to him about what's going on in his life. And then I would say, you know, that if he continues to be unsubmissive, that you then go talk to his church leadership if he's attending a church. If he's not attending a church and he's just, you know, completely off the haywire and he's going nuts, then I would, and this is Nate speaking, this isn't any
church
entity speaking or anyone else speaking, I would tell him that if he isn't going to change, then to stop telling people he's a Christian, because he's shameful to Christians.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that a lot of people say that they're Christians and then their lives don't live up to it, and I wish they would just stop calling themselves Christians, because it makes us look bad.
Yeah.
And the biggest excuse that I hear from non-Christians not wanting to become Christians is, I know so many Christians who smoke pot, and I know so many Christians who drink, and I know so many Christians who don't have their life together. So, you know, it's just hypocrites. And I hear that all the time, and it's true.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who aren't Christians that call themselves Christians.
Right.
So don't blame the non-Christians who are idiots calling themselves Christians on what the Christians should be doing. So, you know, I think that you talk to them first in love. You go to him as a brother in Christ, and you say, hey, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but what's going on? How can I help you?
Yeah.
If he's not submissive to that, talk to his leadership. If he doesn't have leadership, you know, get biblical on that guy's butt.
That's right. You know, Paul also talked about, you know, someone claiming to be a Christian walking in sexual immorality with such a brother, don't even eat. I say you're right. You go to that person in love, You speak the truth in love. You show them these places scripturally. Here's what the Bible has to say. You call yourself a Christian. Do you know God's word? Do you follow God's word? Because here's what scripture says, and here's how you're living your life, and how can you reconcile these words to what, you know, your lifestyle is. And I agree with you 100%. One of the best things that ever happened to me a couple years ago, I was living foul, and I had a really good friend care enough for me to take me to lunch and say, hey, man, I love you so much. And, man, you just keep on doing whatever it is you're doing, but don't call yourself a Christian anymore. It's not going to change our friendship. I still love you. I have plenty of friends who aren't Christians, but if you're going to keep living like that, then don't call yourself a Christian. And it wrecked me because I realized what's more important, my stupid lifestyle and you know, my whatever, my non-character, whatever I was doing, or my relationship with Jesus Christ. What was the most important thing? Do I love myself more or do I love Christ more? And it really bummed me out, and I realized, no. I love Christ more. I'm going to stop acting like an idiot. So,
yeah,
I think you need to go to
him. I had a friend one time who was doing that same thing, and my approach to it, I drove up to him one day. He was just leaving school. I drove up in my car, and I took some chloroform, and I knocked him out, put him in my trunk, and then I took him to the Mesa, and I cut his hand off. And I'm going to tell you why in a second, because it makes perfect biblical sense. The Bible says that if your left hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it in the fire, because it's better that that member should perish than your whole body. So I told him that. I said, hey, you know what? You're a sinner, and your hands are... I'm just joking. Oh, man.
You are the worst!
Did you see when you were talking that I laughed for a second? I was thinking about exactly what I just said in my mind. It made me laugh when I thought about it.
You know, there's this thing called, like, brain-mouth filter. You don't have to say everything that comes to your mind.
No, I didn't have to. I wanted to. Oh, man.
You
got to admit, that was pretty funny. You weren't expecting that,
I wasn't expecting it. That was brilliant. Dalton, I hope that helps you out.
And here's the other thing. This is another good segue into something else that we should talk about.
Yeah.
We talk about people misquoting scripture all the time. People
right.
take one verse and they take an entire worldview off that. That's what I just did.
Yeah.
I said that I would cut people's hands off because it's better than that. That's not what he literally meant. Don't go literally chop your hand off.
Right. Don't.
But
don't
that's
poke
how
your eyes
crazy
out.
Cults get started. That's why Joel Osteen's famous.
Right.
Because you take crazy things in the scripture and you make your own views on them.
There it is.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was actually me trying to be funny and a little bit, you know, edgy. I actually showed you a biblical truth of something that we've talked about on the show that's applicable to your life. To don't misquote scripture.
There it is.
Right?
Look at you, dude.
I didn't mean to
right,
do that, but I did.
But you did.
Yeah.
You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. We got to take a quick break. We got a question coming back around the corner. Is it wrong for Christians to go to Hooters? That's a good one. We're going to talk about that right around the corner. If you'd like to interject, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or you can email us, studio@MyStaticRadio.com.
Yeah. And whatever you do, don't tell me you go there for the wings. If I hear that, I will reach through the phone line and punch you.
But they have really good wings. We'll be right back.
Shock Therapy Live. Maybe this time the treatment will take. Follow tonight's topic at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or at 505-338-3700. If you think you can handle the spewing of hard truth, time to treat more of your disorders with Steve-O and Nate. This is Shock Therapy Live.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. I'm your host, Steve-O. To my right, Pastor Nate Heitzig. We are here for your biblical questions and whatnot.
And to make you laugh and have a good night, right?
Absolutely. That's more so it, I think. You're coming back. It's the night before having to go back to school.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Remember that cool email you read me from Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah, do we have that?
Yes. Let me find
Did you email her back and ask her if it's okay if we read that?
I didn't. We should just do it anyways.
Yeah.
It's better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, you're listening to Shock Therapy Live. Hey, if you'd like to join the discussion, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also email us, studio@MyStaticRadio.com, or give us a call, 505-338-3700. We know you have to go back to school tomorrow, and that sucks.
Yeah.
We had to come back to work tonight.
Before we read this, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you know the entire Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song from beginning to end?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised
don't
on
say
the playground
it.
Is where I spent most of my day. Why?
Do you know the whole song?
Probably.
Do you want to sing it together?
It's
kind of like bonding, right?
Yeah, kind of.
To sing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
We could do that.
Man, I love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Man.
Where did this come from?
I was just thinking about great old TV shows. Full House. You remember Full House? That wasn't that great, but I used to watch that. Urkel. Remember Urkel?
Yeah.
Family Matters?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
I remember... I remember good TV.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is my jam.
Do you think we could do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, we got a phone call. Here, hold on. Oh, no.
They hung up because we're going to sing Fresh Prince.
Guess not. Guess not. Oh, yeah. Okay.
One, two. One, two, three, four. West Philadelphia, born and raised. On
in
the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, Max.
That's actually the wrong song.
Yeah.
His parents just
why
don't understand. His parents just don't understand.
Why does it say Fresh Prince on the screen then?
I don't know. They lied to me.
Matt lied to you.
Shock Therapy
Matt.
Live. You're in the air.
All right, guys. I got a question for you.
We have an answer.
Okay.
All right. We went on a coyote hunt. Me and a bunch of guys from our church went on a coyote hunt over the 4-day weekend.
Okay.
We did good and everything, but what really discouraged me was Wednesday before I got off of work, my boss, which is not a believer, really got mad at me and started throwing around my religion with how I have, these Jesus stickers and stuff on the back of my car, and yet we're going out and cutting and hunting coyotes.
And the Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, she said, you guys are killing innocent animals, you're not going to eat them. And she brought my religion into it somehow, and it just really discouraged me, you know?
Discouraged you as in convicted you, or discouraged you as in bummed you out?
As in bummed me out, and, if she had something to stand on, how can I, try to be a brighter light at my workplace when that's all they're looking at is something ridiculous like that,
Right.
Yeah, that's a difficult situation to be in. And this is where, I don't really want to talk about your boss because I don't know her, but I will talk about you because I have myself and I have also had employees that have done things that aren't necessarily wrong, but are stupid. For instance, I've had friends of mine, employees of mine, decide that they were going to shoot bunnies, dead bunnies, mind you, out of water balloon launchers. I've had employees of mine that have decided that they wanted to shoot spray paint cans in trash cans indoors and do little things like this that aren't wrong, but definitely don't look good and don't look responsible. So I would say that maybe from an outside view, although it's not a sin to kill an animal or a sin to shoot a coyote, even if you're not going to eat it, I would say that at times to the world that might look it might look irresponsible, it might look juvenile, it might look a number of things that might not necessarily be exhibiting of a relationship with Christ. Now, granted, I think it's hilarious, and I would have probably joined you if I had the 22. But to the outside world's perspective, that can look it can look bad. So what I would say the best course of action would be to go talk to your boss humbly, and it's always best, and that's why we always say always approach in love first.
Yep.
Go to her humbly and say, hey, I just want to talk to you because I feel really bad that my actions caused you to stumble, and I'm really sorry that they caused you to stumble. I never want anyone to think ill of my relationship with Christ because of my actions. So if anything that I did, whether it was right or wrong or whatever, regardless of where it stands, I just want to apologize to you for causing you to stumble and think ill of me. And that's a biblical principle. We're told to not cause anyone to stumble. And Paul talks to us about that in the book of Romans when he's talking about things that aren't necessarily wrong. He's talking about things that it's okay to do. Basically, if you can eat meat but someone else can't eat meat, don't eat meat in front of them. Now, is eating meat bad? No. But if it causes someone to stumble, don't do it. So is shooting coyotes or hunting or anything else like that bad? No. But if it causes someone to stumble, then come humbly and apologize for that. And if you come with a spirit of humbleness and a spirit of love, then the Bible says that when you do that, if she's still hardened, if she's still mad at you, and if she's still, yelling at you, then by you being humble and coming in love, the Bible says it's like heaping hot coals on top of their head because you're coming in the spirit of what Christ came in a spirit of self-sacrifice. And if you come in that spirit, then no matter what she says, she won't be able to penetrate that. And then she'll see the true heart of Christ inside of you because of that. And that's something different than what the world does. The world would retaliate and get mad and have a feud. But if you come in love, that'll show her that your relationship with Christ is real.
You know what, Nate? Thank you very much. I have something to tell her tomorrow that I'm confident in. And
good.
Thank you a lot.
Yeah, awesome, man. Glad that helped.
Night.
You have a great night.
You too. Thanks, guys.
God bless.
Welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, 505-338-3700, the phone number. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I always love responses like that.
Yeah, man.
Instead of, a lot of people try to argue when we give them answers, don't they? Like, well, that's nice. You know, just, I think that's the first time I've heard that.
Where it's like, you know what? Hey.
That, thank you. I needed to hear that. That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. That was a great question. And I really do kind of wish that I could have shot a coyote.
See, and that's hilarious because I'm on the complete opposite side of the fence where I was like, for what gain? What's the purpose? Why would you do that? I've elk hunted before, but it was like, well, we use the meat for sustenance.
Do you have pets?
I do. I have a dog.
Okay, I have a BB gun, so I know where I'll be after the show.
Oh, man. It's my wife's dog, so dude, you take that up with
Just
Chrissy.
Kidding.
Good luck with that. Hello, you're in the air.
Pigeons? Are pigeons okay to shoot?
Oh, look at that. See? Somebody had a dog and they just hung up on you because they were sad.
Aww.
Pigeons,
Are pigeons okay to shoot?
Well, pigeons carry like a gajillion diseases. There's actually signs up in the area where I live.
Are they okay to shoot?
Are they okay? Are you asking the right question? Are they okay to shoot? Sure. Should you shoot them?
Yes. They kill people.
Shock Therapy Live, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What scripture do I pray to or to rebuke curses with somebody who does put curses on somebody who they practice witchcraft?
What verses do you use for someone who practices witchcraft?
Yeah, to rebuke them or to rebuke the curses or whatever.
Are you talking about going to someone who is practicing in witchcraft and taking scripture to them to say, hey, man, uncool, or what do you mean?
Yeah, just to pray, you know, that they won't put a curse on me or my family or whatever.
To pray. Okay, there's no verses that you can pray if you believe someone put a curse on you and your family. But I will tell you, biblically, whether or not they can put curses on you and your family. If you're a Christian, you cannot...
We were just talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
It was great.
We were?
Yeah, about remember the exorcism and the exorcism of
Rose
and
horror movies. There's this view because of modern media that the devil has a lot more power than what he really has. And that if you have the power of the devil, if you have the power of witchcraft, that you can curse people and that you have this power. First of all, that power isn't anyone's. That power is the devil's and that power is demons. And we're told, that demons can't possess Christians. So if you and your family are Christians, you can't be possessed by a demon. And that's where this power of witchcraft comes from. It doesn't come from ghosts. It doesn't come from anything besides Satan and besides his demons. And we're told, and this is the biggest thing, that God is stronger than the rulers and the principalities and the powers that be, which is mm-hmm. Satan, which is demons. God's stronger than that. All through the Bible, we see Jesus, we see the disciples using the power of God to overcome the power of Satan. So the Bible says that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Right.
He who is in the world is the one by whom these witches or Wiccans get their power from. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, he's stronger than demons. He's stronger than witchcraft. He's stronger than magic. And as long as you have Christ in your heart and he's dwelling in your home, then those demons can't do anything to you. Those demons, God's stronger than that. So instead of trying to find a verse to ward off a curse, the thing is, a curse can't affect you because you already have what wards off a curse. You already have what wards off Satan, and that's Jesus Christ. And as long as you keep him the center of your life, that's all you need.
Right.
So in reference to how do I pray about this? Well, pray like you would anything else. Lord, there's these people that put a curse on me. I pray, God, that you will protect me, that you'll put a hedge of protection, that you'll guard my family, that you'll guard myself, Lord. And then, I would say do the opposite. If they curse you, bless them. In your prayer, say, Lord, reveal yourself to these people. Lord, bring these people into a relationship with you, God. Lord, come down, let your Holy Spirit convict them. Because once again, God's stronger than Satan. So if they're trying to sick Satan on you, you sick God on them and see who wins that battle.
Amen. Thank you. The blood of Jesus Christ also works, right?
Hey, and I want to remind you, man, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 tells us, we're not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So as we talk about these things, as God reveals himself to you, and as we speak out these verses, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are not given to a spirit of fear. You do not have to be afraid, because you serve the infinite, amazing, unfathomable God of this universe who created all things.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to be, you don't have to be afraid.
You know, Steve and I were talking about watching some of these movies, and it's really weird. I see these movies. I saw this movie called The Devil, or not The Devil. It's just called Devil. It was M. Night Shyamalan, and it talked about the devil and God. And I saw this movie recently called The Rite with Anthony Hopkins. And in both of these movies, it talks about demons and Satan, and it talks about this whole thing. And there's one really cool scene in The Rite, and basically Anthony Hopkins is possessed with a demon. Which, first of all, that part was unbiblical because he was a Christian, so he can't be possessed. But anyways, suspension of disbelief, I'll go with it. So Anthony Hopkins is filled with the devil, and he's holding this priest up, and he's yelling at this priest, the devil is, do you believe in me now? Do you believe in me now? And this young priest responds, yes, I believe in you. And then he goes, but that also means I believe in God, and God's stronger. And all of a sudden, Anthony Hopkins, who has the devil in him, gets all freaked out, like, ugh, and he starts going back, and all of a sudden you see the power of God trump the power of Satan. The same thing happens in this movie called Devil. But I love it. The devil actually ends with this quotation. It's actually it starts with a quotation of the scripture, but it ends with this quote where it says that the mom or the grandma would always end the story saying, don't worry, mijo, if Satan's real, that means that God's real too, and God's stronger.
Right.
And both these movies are left with the strength and faith, because that's biblical. God is stronger, and no matter what Satan has to throw at us, no matter what Satan can put in our path, God is stronger, and God will always win. Not only will God always win, God already has won. That's why Satan attacks, because God's already won. So Satan's trying to do as much as he can to piss God off until that day when he's thrown into the lake of fire. So God's already won. He that is in you is greater than he is in the world. God's already won, and stand in the victory that God already has.
Amen.
Amen.
Hope that helps, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great
God
night.
God bless, man. You have a great
Thank
night.
You for encouragement.
All right.
God Thank you.
You All right, man. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. We never talked about the Hooters question. We never talked about that. We get sidetracked by all these phone calls. It's good. You're listening to Shock Therapy Live. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/myestaticradio if you'd like to get a question in. We got a quick question. We teased it before the break. Is it wrong for Christians to go to Hooters? I went last week to watch the fight with my boyfriend and another couple. I didn't drink any alcohol. I left the waitress some gospel tracts and a pass it along card. I don't know what that is. A Facebook friend of mine took her 1-year-old baby daughter to Hooters to celebrate her first birthday. She asked on Facebook if she was a bad mother, and I said yes. She took me off her Facebook after I told her that. It's funny, because in this, you say two things. One, you went to Hooters last week to watch the fights, but then you call your friend a bad mother because she took her daughter. Is that like a double standard?
Totally. Okay. Totally a double standard.
So is it wrong for Christians to go to Hooters? Is that even the right question to ask?
Will you go to hell for going to Hooters? No.
Right.
You won't go to hell.
Can you go to Hooters? Should you?
Is it a good place for Christians to be seen? No.
Probably not.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult.
It's degrading to females.
Yeah. Hooters is soft porn.
It's ridiculous and stupid and
So ask yourself this question as a Christian. Hooters is soft porn. So is it okay to look at soft porn in church?
No.
No, it's
or
not
ever
okay.
At home?
Yeah. So if you wouldn't look at it in church, if you wouldn't look at it with Jesus with you, then why would you go eat there and see it while you're eating?
I just find those places so degrading, man.
Yeah.
They get these chicks who have low self-esteem, and they wear next to nothing, and the purpose... The place is called Hooters, all right? Hooters. Should you go there? Absolutely not.
I would say definitely no.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
I don't care if you're... And it's like, oh, but I'm going to watch the fight with... So go to, like, Buffalo Wild Wings. Go to, I'm not saying to go there because we're non-com and I can't say to go to places.
Oh,
there's
man,
a gajillion.
I want some hot wings.
I know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. There's a gajillion other places that you could go that probably have the fight if that's really why you're going to the set
or
place.
The game or, you know,
yeah,
any,
whatever
any
it is.
Of that stuff.
Saggio's.
Yeah, exactly.
Another
there
place I'm not going to mention that yeah. has a gajillion screens that has nothing to do with girls wearing yeah. next to nothing. And
there's a lot of, and even for that matter, okay, Hooters is a bar. There's a lot of bars that have the game, too, that you could go to besides Hooters.
Right.
There's a lot of, I mean, so there's a lot of places that I think you probably shouldn't go either, but that you could go that don't have scantily clad women flaunting their cleavage in front of your face.
Right.
So don't do it. Is it going to send you to hell? No. But is it a good place for a Christian to be seen? No. If you saw your pastor there, what would you think? You'd be ashamed. So why are you caught there?
You're right. And the funny thing is, this is a female. And yeah. and still, to me, it makes no difference. Male, female, you shouldn't. I would never want to give money to a place like that
supports
that supports.
It.
Yeah, you're absolutely supporting just the degradation yeah. of the female and, species.
And what's the next step? And that's my fear. Our culture constantly progresses in sin. So yeah. my fear is yeah. every time I'm driving on Eubank or I'm driving on San Mateo, I always see TDs puts up a thing on their display, UFC fight, UFC
yeah.
free. So what's the next step going to be that, oh, yeah, I just went to the strip club because I want to see UFC.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't mind the boobies. I just like the blood. You know, I mean, what's the next step? Seriously. If we're going to progress to this point, what's going to be okay, you know, to use an excuse to go somewhere that you shouldn't go?
Right.
So, you know, just stop in general. Just stop entirely. Spend a little bit more money and get the game day ticket on DirecTV if you have to. I don't care.
Right.
But don't go to a place that you shouldn't go to.
There it is. All right. Thanks for sending in the email question. If you'd like to email a question, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Steve-O, did you delete the bidding war?
No, you just got to click everyone. Here, look.
Oh.
Apparently there's a bidding war. I
yeah.
bid $27.
No, you bid $50.
Oh, okay. I was outbid 51, and then Robbie just bid 75.
75,
so.
25.
I bid $29.
I'm a man of my word. Janae said she's a woman of her
she's
word.
She's a man of her. I hope she's not a man of her word.
We're actually just in it. Yeah. No. No bidding war. Bidding war canceled.
There it is.
Bam.
Oh man. Thanks for being a part of Shock Therapy Live. Everybody who sent in questions already.
Iron gavel of justice.
We have one more segment coming right back. If you'd like to get questions in, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I don't have anything else to say.
You don't have any other sound effects?
I can do a B.
Sounds like somebody being electrocuted. That does not sound
yeah,
like
okay,
a bee. It's
shut
terrible.
Up.
Studio at mystaticradio.com. Or 505-338-3700. The number again, 505-338-3700. And we'll be right back.
Shock Therapy Live. A little heated by tonight's topic? Yes? Build a bridge and get over it. Or better yet, chime in now on facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or call 505-338-3700. We find it best to get it off your chest. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
That's right. Got about 10 more minutes of show.
Dude.
So, I know.
This has been a fun show.
If you'd like to get your questions in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also
or
give us a call.
If you want to bid on my LCD hand signed by Nathan Heitzig across the screen, you can put that on there, too.
Dude. You know, Robbie says every party has a pooper. And you apparently are that
for
one.
For killing the bid war.
You killed
so
the bid war.
So bid war back on.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, welcome to Shock Therapy Live.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, I had a question earlier about honoring father and thy mother. I know that that's one of God's commandments.
Yeah.
Whole, you know, trying to figure out how can I apply that to my life, being that, you know, throughout my life, my parents have really let me down and they're just very disrespectful to each other and to society in general. And it's just really hard for me to respect them based off, you know, a lot of things that have happened that I've seen in my life. So how do I honor God's commandments?
Well, I'm going to answer this two ways. Number one, we're called, we've talked about this on the show before, you're called to honor your mother and father, and I would also say you're called to honor the government and the law that's put in place. You're called to honor the authorities put in your life
mm-hmm.
up until the point where honoring them causes you to dishonor God. So, i.e., if your government ever tells you to burn your Bibles, put a swastika on your head, and, you know, start shouting 666, if your government tells you to do that, you don't have to do that because doing so would not be honoring to God. So, that's an extreme example, but we're called to honor the authorities put in our life up until the point where it causes us to dishonor God. So, number one, I would say that no matter how your parents are acting, unless honoring them causes you to dishonor God, i.e., unless honoring your parents, that your parents say, I don't want you to be a Christian. If honoring your parents would mean that you would have to give up your faith in Christ, if in that case you dishonor them, you say, no, I don't care what you think, I love Jesus Christ more than you, bam. But if they don't do that, if they are just doing things that you don't necessarily agree with, you're still called to honor them and respect them as people that God has put in your life. You don't have to do what they're telling you to do, especially if you're not living with them, especially if you're living your own life. You don't have to do what they're telling you to do, but honoring them means more than just doing what they say. Honoring them means showing them respect because of who they are. So we're called to do that. And I said, I've got a kind of a personal story on this note. My mom's parents are both divorced. She's had a very difficult time in her life honoring both of them. You know, when one's in town, because one set of my grandparents lives in town, the other set doesn't. And sometimes when the set from out of town comes in, the set here in town doesn't want to be around us and gets mad at my mom or they have difficult relationships because they're divorced and my mom has a very difficult time honoring both of them. And she's been ostracized at certain points in her life, from one of her parents, because of that situation. And it's been very difficult for her. And she's had hurtful things said to her. She's had hurtful things done to her. She's had hurtful emails written to her that caused me and my dad to say, forget it. Stop talking to him entirely. But she feels, because they are her parents, that she has to honor them as such. And so she continues to talk to them. She continues to have them over. She continues to take our family to go see them. And we love them. They're great people. They love the Lord. It's just human beings don't get along sometimes, and because of that, it brings strife and it brings problems into relationships. But she's had to honor them even though they don't necessarily do the honorable thing. Yeah. And that's the biggest point on this. Even though your parents might not be honorable people, you're still called to honor them with respect as your parents because God's called you to. So regardless of what your parents do or where your parents go, you still have to honor them, just as we would say the same thing to parents, that if your kids are doing drugs, if your kids are having sex, if your kids are going off, you still love them because they're your kids. You don't agree with what they're doing. You don't condone what they're doing, but you love them because they're your kids and you're called to love them. So it's the same with your parents. You honor your parents because you're called to honor them, not because they're honorable people.
Does that help?
Yes, awesome, guys.
I would love to add something here as well. You know, the Bible talks about as much as it depends upon you, live at peace with one another. And I grew up in a horrible home situation. My father died when I was 6 years old. He was killed for a very, very foolish, stupid thing he did. And it cost him his life, and I kind of resented my mom because of that, and for the longest time had a really hard time because she raised us. She's a single mom. She was married more times than I have fingers, and it was just a really hard situation growing up. And for that reason, when I became a parent, I think resentment grew even more because of that, because I thought, I could never do these things to my children. I would never put them in these situations. And I started to get hard of heart to my own mother. And I remember last year I had to go to my mom and I sat down with her and I cried and we prayed together and I asked for forgiveness because, man, she did a lot of stupid things, but she's my mother and the only mother I have and the only parent I have. And because of that, you know what? God just kind of put it on my heart that I needed to repent and I needed to ask for forgiveness from this woman who raised me. And even though I was never really vocal to her about it, even in my thoughts and in my actions away from her, I dishonored my mother. Mm. And because of that, I wanted to repent and ask for forgiveness. So, you know, your parents sometimes suck, and they yeah. sometimes do a lot of things that, man, for the longest time, I didn't understand my relationship with God because he was my heavenly father. Well, I didn't have an earthly father because he was killed when I was 6 years old because he was an idiot and made a really foolish decision, and it cost him his life. And because of that, I was like, well, I don't understand what that means. I understand what it means, and sometimes we put our parents to this place where we feel like they have to be on this pedestal because they're our parents, and they're supposed to act a certain way, but... man, they're just human beings like you, you know? And as we talk about forgiving others earlier, we're talking about taking that, you know, plank out of your own eye before you take that speck out of yeah. someone else's eye. You got to remember that we're all fallen short. We all need that redemption found in Jesus Christ. And so maybe you just need a love on them.
And once again, the best way that you can show the love of Christ is by honoring them and loving them regardless of what they do. Because
absolutely.
I guarantee you, I know when I mess up, I know that I mess up. And I know that when I mess up, if Janae is humble and more plays the victim rather than plays the aggressor and gets mad at me, I feel a lot worse when she's just like, it's okay, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, come on, yell at me or, you know, throw a glass at me or something. Come on. What is this? But when she – my stupid mic.
I know, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But when she comes in love, it's a lot more effective. So yeah. if you come at your parents with love and with honor and with grace, then they're going to see the love of Christ and they're going to see Christ's actions in you.
Yeah.
And they're going to realize that there's something different about you, and hopefully that will lead them to want to change as well.
There it is. Have a great night.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you. God bless.
You're listening to Shock Therapy Live.
I'm having a lot of fun.
We only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to grab a quick... we have Facebook questions. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Facebook questions.
Renee on Facebook says, when my cousin came to visit, she logged into her Netflix account on my Apple TV. She left herself logged in, and we use it frequently. Is that wrong? She knows about it and doesn't care, but is it considered stealing? Because they're sharing a Netflix account.
Mm.
What say you?
Well,
I would love to get the
again.
Very quickly judgmental answer and say, yes!
My cousin came to visit.
It's not your account! I get kind of tense because I'm one of those people who does not like rip. I don't like torrent sites or ripping in. It's stealing, bro. It's stealing.
I don't think it's stealing. I think it's stupid.
What?
You
think it's okay for her to use the Netflix account? Netflix account.
They're okay.
What are the guidelines? What are the guidelines?
I think family. I think family's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
According to the guidelines?
I don't care according to the guidelines. I think a lot of the guidelines are stupid. I went to my parents' house when they first got their brand new TV and Blu-ray player, and they were hooking it up, and it has the Wi-Fi feature and stuff. So we hooked it up, and I was like, "Oh, mom, your Blu-ray player has Netflix and Pandora and all this." She's like, "I don't know what that is." So I was like,
right.
"It's really cool." So I logged into my Pandora account, and I was like, "Check it out! Now you can make stations." And I was like, "Oh, and Netflix, you can stream movies instantly." So I logged into my Netflix account, so that she could watch movies on Netflix. She's like, "Oh, that's really cool." And I was like, "Yeah, you can just use that. Just keep it on there, and you can check it out."
So what you're saying is because you do it, it's acceptable for somebody else to do it.
No, I'm not giving a biblical answer.
Because biblically, it's stealing.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a tough one. It depends on the guidelines of Netflix. If Netflix says, hey, don't share this account, and you're deliberately going against that and sharing this account, James says, for you that knows the right you ought to do and do not do it, to you it is counted as sin.
Here's a question.
Right?
Have you ever given somebody a CD, either that was burnt onto a CD or MP3s, or given somebody said, hey, I really want this CD. Oh, you have that? Yeah, can you put that on a thumb drive and give it to me? Have you ever done that?
Ever in my life?
Ever as a Christian?
Yes.
Okay, that's stealing according to those terms
and
guidelines.
You're right.
So I think that once again, we can...
That doesn't mean it's okay. We're still answering the question that it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's still wrong. It doesn't make it acceptable because we're saying, yeah, well, we've done it in the past before, so it must be okay. It's not okay.
Not okay, but I think it's kind of stupid.
I don't know. I think it's, yeah.
Hey, Metallica thinks it's stupid too.
That's right! Yeah!
Give people music for free.
Yeah, dude, Napster, all that good stuff. But
yeah.
I'm telling you, if Netflix were free, then everybody could just get their own account.
I agree. This is where I think. I think that just like, you know, Napster or stuff like that, where you just take music and you give it to the world. I think that's jacked, and I think that's not right.
Right.
But I think it's your own family. It's someone who's not like just some random person that, oh, I found out someone's Netflix account. Let's go log into it and never pay for Netflix. It's someone who's family. It's someone that, I think it puts it into a different ballpark than just, you know, going into a movie theater
never.
And videotaping, a movie and then selling it. I think that's inherently wrong, but I think it's a family member. I don't think it's a big deal.
I think you should check the guidelines for Netflix, because if you're feeling this conviction enough that you think you need to ask the question, then you should check the guidelines for Netflix. And if it says not to share accounts, then maybe you shouldn't share the account. That's what I'm serious, because thinking about it, yes, do I share music? I do share music, because on iTunes, you're authorized up to 5 different accounts. So Joey's authorized on my account. My wife is authorized on my account. Dave Rao's authorized on my account. I've shared music before, but still under the guidelines of iTunes. Booyah! What now?
I think though, under the guidelines,
I am so self-righteous.
No, but here's the thing. I think under those guidelines too, sharing music, it's up to 5 of your own computers. It's not supposed to be of just random people's computers.
Shut up,
you're
Nate.
Authorizing your own computers, laptops, home computers. So I think you're still a thief.
Okay, so is Renee, and you need to log out of
now,
your
now you're now you're just
Netflix
even
account.
Worse, because now you're trying to justify your sin with
sin.
Righteousness.
Oh, I'm dirty and filthy.
Man.
I repent.
Wow.
And so should Renee. You should log out of that Netflix account. It's been an interesting show. We're out of show, dude. This music's about to hit, and we're going to have to go away, and I'm kind of sad about that.
I am going to go watch someone else's Netflix after I get home. I don't know whose. I have my own, but I don't want to watch my own. I want to watch someone else's because of the thrill of stealing. I get a high when I steal. So I like watching people's Netflix account because I go, oh,
you know,
man,
a lot
I'm
of these
rebel.
People think you're serious. A lot of these people take every word as Bible, and they're going to go, no, Nate Heitzig says it's okay, so I'm going to be an idiot and do this.
And those
you know
people
that, right?
shouldn't listen to this show.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Actually,
they should
those, people probably,
those
people probably stopped listening like a few months ago, Steve-O.
That's true.
So I think we're okay.
If you missed part of the show, you can log on to our website, mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. Every single episode is available for podcast on iTunes for free legally.
Dude, yeah, we won't sue you.
Yeah.
Or maybe we will. I don't know. It's a gamble.
Dude, if you want to download it and give it to all your friends in the world, we won't care. We just gave you the rights.
I wonder if people listen to the show and say, hey, was he serious? Was he... Oh, that was a joke?
Some people may.
Oh, that's funny.
Dude,
I wonder if people do that.
Some people would. They'd say, oh, well, they said it's okay, so I'm going to justify my sin this way because Pastor So-and-so said this.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the zoo and steal a monkey. And I'm going to name him Bocephus, and he's going to sleep in my bed with me.
That is why we do Shock Therapy Live.
I don't know. You decide.
You take it back to the Word of God. It doesn't matter what anyone has to say, including ourselves, right?
No.
There it is.
Go steal a monkey.
Comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, well, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.